feels an awful long time ago now. I suffered a lot of back pain and went for an X-ray, chest X-ray, and that showed up some growths in my right lung. And of course, your immediate thought is, as we all do, I think, naturally think something like lung cancer. And they admitted me into hospital, and within 24 hours, they diagnosed, yes, I had got cancer. It wasn't lung cancer. It was myeloma, a form of cancer of the bone marrow. It can't be cured, but it can be treated. And the success rate with treatment is very good.
What sort of treatment have you had in the last few months?
Well, I'm just between treatments now. So I've just finished a whole cycle of chemotherapy, cocktail of drugs, one of which, interestingly, was thalidomide. I got an email over the summer. Somebody was talking about a roller coaster. And it has felt a bit like that, because you get bad days and you get good days and days when everything's going well, and other days when you're just so utterly tired, or sickness strikes, or various things, or your feet swell up, and you just get fed up by the little things in life. And then next day, it's different again and life is good. If my ankles swell and the constipation's bad, those very practical down-to-earth stuff, that really, you know, pushes my mood down. And then another day, I'll be looking out the window, the Essex sky is beautiful, and everything feels really good.
And how's your faith been?
One of the things that I found incredibly moving has been the level of support I've had from people, both practically in enabling me to continue in ministry, but also through cards and through prayers. And it feels like everywhere I go, people say, "We're praying for you, Bishop John." And that's both overwhelming and so humbling. And I do feel, in many ways, it's not so much my faith, but the way in which I'm being held by others and by God's faith.
Is that quite interesting for you? Because obviously, as a leader of a group of people, you've been leading other people through their faith journeys, and now you're being held yourself. So it's almost sort of role reversal, really.
It is a role reversal, or maybe it's not role reversal. Maybe it's where we need to be, because I've been very open, very honest in my preaching and in my conversations. And the number of people have come up to me afterwards and said, "Thank you, because that's where I am too." But Christianity's like that, isn't it? It's not never saying, "I've got it, here it is for you." It's saying, "We're on this journey together. Let's share together. Let's walk together. Let's help each other. Let's encourage each other." For me, it has been a very positive process.
Now, you decided to keep working. Has that helped?
Definitely. Somebody said to me quite early on, "Bishop, if it were me, you'd tell me to take 6 months off and get myself fit, wouldn't you?" And I looked at them and I said, "No, I don't think I would. I will have to take some time off. I know that. I've not had to so far. And partly because of the nature of the way a bishop's life works, and mostly because of the support of other people, I have been able to continue very much with my ministry. Do you live to work or work to live? But if you're going to tackle cancer, you've got to tackle it positively and not to allow it, if you can, to dominate your life. You can't escape the fact, but you can live life rather than just sitting around effectively waiting to die.
So what's next?
Finished that first cycle. It really has hit the myeloma hard. I'm not quite in a position yet for stem cell therapy. So I'm about to have two very intensive rounds of chemotherapy, one before Christmas and one after Christmas. And assuming that those go well, then I should have a stem cell transplant. You learn step by step what they're doing, but this is one where they use your own stem cells rather than donor stem cells. And very simply, they stimulate stem cell production, and then you have a very intensive dose of chemo to kill off the cells in the bone marrow, and immediately an injection of the stem cells that have been harvested. And they sort of migrate to the right place. They know what to do.
And how do you feel at the moment about the future?
I think at the moment I'm feeling a bit apprehensive. I don't quite know what the next lot of treatment will involve. I think this is a point where I might lose my hair. And we always fear the unknown and the uncertain a bit. So I'm a bit nervous. I'm going to have to take 4 months out of ministry. And that too is harder for me. It's a point in the year when actually I'd normally be meeting lots of people who think about ordination or looking for first posts and those sorts of things. So it's a really fruitful time of my year. And I won't enjoy missing that out. But then Easter will come, new life, resurrection, and life goes on.
Could you finish by perhaps saying a prayer for those with cancer at the moment?
And so, Father God, we pray to you and give you thanks for your grace, your generosity, your all-embracing love. We pray for all who are suffering cancer at this moment, for those who've only just discovered, for those living with the treatment, and for those who know that their time is coming close. We pray for those who care for them, and pray that in all we may find the fullness of life that you offer us, and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with us each one, now and always. Amen.